what does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas means a great number of things, really. Of course, it has a sense of celebration because this is the time when families get together. The shops are festooned with all kinds of artifacts for Christmas, whether it be holly, Santas, or nativity scenes. It's a very much a cultural part of our world, but of course, its deep roots lie in the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas is really all about celebrating God's great gift of Jesus to the world. In Jesus, we find the fullness of God displayed. And in Jesus, we find perfect humanity. So that Jesus comes, born as a human, grows up as a little boy through teenage years, puberty, into adulthood, and he does what we can't do. He lives the life of perfect obedience to God. And then he does a most remarkable thing, which we celebrate at Easter. He dies the death that we deserve. So Christmas is the celebration of the arrival of Jesus for the great work he has to do to bring salvation to the world.
And why do you think it's important for Australians to celebrate Christmas?
We live in a multicultural society where we have celebrations of all kinds of things. We celebrate Australia Day. We celebrate Anzac Day. We celebrate Queen's Birthday even. We celebrate Labor Day. And that's all good for a society to have celebrations. We want to have a break in our working week and a day off work to think of things which have affect the national psyche, as it were. But we also have religious festivals, and that's a good thing too. Being a country grounded and rooted in Christian heritage, mostly the Christian festivals bring about a holiday, such as Christmas Day, the day after Christmas Day, which is Boxing Day, Good Friday, and Easter Day. So those are very special events in the life of a Christian's calendar. But there are other religions, Yom Kippur, for example, for the Jews, and Ramadan, which of course is a month-long festivity for Muslims. And there are other holy days for other religions. The history of Australia has given precedence to Christianity, and for which I'm very pleased and very proud. That's a rich heritage. It's a noble heritage. It's a heritage which says that our forefathers founded this country, as the white settlement anyway, on the basis of God's coming in the person of Jesus. So it's important. It is important for us, even a multicultural society, to keep celebrating Christmas as a witness and a testimony to what God has done, not just for Christians, but for all people. That's the wonderful story of Christmas. It crosses the boundaries of ethnicity, culture, language.
Do you have a Christmas tradition, maybe a family one that you can share with us?
Well, we have a couple of Christmas traditions. We have always used the Advent calendar. So starting on the first day of December, and this year was Advent Sunday. And Advent is the season in the Christian calendar which reminds us of the coming of Jesus prior to Christmas. It also reminds us of the second coming of Jesus. So the Advent calendar, the children would open a little day and there'd be a little lolly inside or a Bible text inside. And my daughter has done the same with her own children, which is lovely to see. The other thing, because I'm a minister, and Christmas Day was a pretty busy day, we always opened one present on Christmas Eve because Daddy wouldn't be getting home till after lunch on Christmas Day when the presents would be opened. So we always had that tradition of one present on Christmas Eve, at least to get the ball rolling, and then we'd celebrate with looking at the presents after lunch on Christmas Day and a full set of services.
I was also wondering if you could share with us what your favourite Christmas carol is and why.
Well, I'd have to say my favourite Christmas carol is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I love it because the words are rich in theological depth. It was written by Charles Wesley, slightly modified by George Whitfield, and a century later put to the music of Felix Mendelssohn. And that's the tune we know today. It's a rousing tune. It's a robust tune. It speaks of joy and celebration as we reflect upon the angelic chorus celebrating the arrival of Jesus. This is God entering our world. So Hark the Herald Angels Sing for me has a great depth to it. It speaks of Jesus coming, of the purpose of his coming, of people having their eyes open to see who Jesus truly is, veiled in flesh, his glory to be seen.